Mix. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Ravenswood, and so you feel like you're outgrowing your partner. Can you explain?
I feel like I've outgrown him mentally, financially, and romantically.
Oh, okay.
Do you like him?
Yeah. Sounds like a mistake.
Well, part of me feels guilty about this, but I've been dating this guy for 4 years.
Okay.
And we met when we were seniors. So at UIC.
Okay.
So we, you know, we kind of became adults together. You know, we've been together ever since. Well, I've gone on to be very successful because I worked really hard to maximize the value of my degree.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Well, my boyfriend seems to be stuck in the same place. He works, but when he gets off, he just plays video games. He gets high.
Oh.
Okay. He spends all of his money on weed and stupid stuff. Then he will ask me to Venmo him so that he can buy his Ventura pass or a lunch, you know, the stuff that he needs.
Wow.
Like, I feel bad saying that because it was fine. When we first started dating, like, I was, whatever, I was treating him. But I'm clearly more mature.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say I have become more mature than him, but I seriously have.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
because right now it's very clear that either you guys are at different points in your life together, or he has gotten used to knowing that you are going to
handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're having to mother him, and that's not a fun place to be in.
Right. And he's having some childish tendencies that are like they're opposed to my taste. Like he wants to go to Six Flags. We don't have kids. I want something romantic, you know? I want a camping trip. I want him to show that he's a man. You know, I want some tests of power here. Like, I haven't seen it. And you know, I splurge for things. Like, I'm a nester. I like to decorate. I've bought everything in the apartment, whatever. And he would rather get the most expensive drinks at the dispensary.
Yeah, so there's a lot of reasons right here why it might be a mistake, but this is match or mistake. Why might you consider this could, you know, potentially be a match?
You know, when I look at the 4 years that we've spent together, like, we definitely have really been through thick and thin. And I can think back on times when he was more chill than me and it helped me. He was more stable and it helped me. Like, I was unemployed for a period of time when we first got out of college. And he let me live with him, and he, you know, we helped each other out. He supported me a little more, and even beyond financially, like death in the family, you know, like he knows my family intimately. Like he's grieved with us,
yeah.
You know, and even now as a stoner, like it's still fun sometimes to get off work and to just like kick back.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I don't smoke the weed too.
he's good to you and he treats you well, but in some ways you've kind of outgrown him.
Kind of. I wish he would be open to new things and kind of maybe putting some of his old hobbies on hold.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more to the world.
So it's the lack of ambition that you're finding unattractive, but him as a person you still love.
So, you know, really, it's kind of a question of can you turn this boy into a man?
Ooh.
877-591-9696. And can this relationship be a match? Or can you not teach an old dog new tricks? And is it a mistake? Would love to hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. Mandy in Ravenswood needs your help. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and Match or Mistake has Mandy in Ravenswood ready to throw in the towel on her relationship.
You know, I get it. Sometimes you date someone, you start dating when you're really young or you're in college, and then as you grow, things aren't seeming to grow the same direction.
You know, it sounds like he's got a little bit of man-child syndrome going on, though they have been through a lot together, and he has been her rock for a very long time, it sounds like. And so she's like, man, I feel like I've outgrown this guy, but at the same time, like, we're so great together if he just would grow up. So, Elwin is in Rogers Park. You say it's a match. Why is that?
Yeah, I believe, you know, they got a good chemistry going on for 4 years. They've been looking out for each other. You know, maybe he hasn't been taught to, like, how to be a man and how to be that man figure that she's expecting and looking for. And they just need to be more open and, you know, let each other know, like, hey, let's do different things. Let's, you know, broaden our horizons and, you know, let's grow up together.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that she needs to have this conversation with him and tell him, like, hey, you kind of got to start growing up? Or is it something that she needs to wait around until he finally feels like he needs to?
I don't think so, because as a male, we get comfortable real easy, you know. So it's like if nothing's in the way or is not a problem, it's like everything's okay to us. You know what I mean? But, you know, she has to say something. She has to let him know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we like the female to let us know, like, what's on their mind, what they expect, so that we can work on it each other.
Yeah, and, you know, I could see that. Maybe it's one of those things where she's just got to shake him and be like, hey, it's time.
You're about to lose a baddie if you don't stop playing video games.
Yeah, throw the controller down.
She was cool with it. She was cool with it all this time until now.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you were comfortable all the while.
Yeah, like, how would he know that she's not into it anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. There's more things that she's expecting and probably seeing out there, like, hey, I wish we would do this. Like, okay, bring that to him, and then maybe it could work out.
You know, and
I'll be feeling the same way. Like,
there's a pretty great point that you make, Elwyn, in that sometimes, like, we don't catch hints, guys, in all aspects of relationships. We don't necessarily catch the hint, and sometimes we need a more direct, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even
like that's a little nudge. That's a little nudge. Like, hey,
even from the beginning of a relationship,
you'll be surprised how easy it'll be. Like, okay, yeah, cool. That sounds great. Yeah, maybe we should do this.
It's kind of like how guys sometimes don't get it when a girl is flirting.
Oh, and, you know what I mean? Completely over your head.
And they're like, sure. Oh, thanks for the compliment.
For
totally
sure.
Miss it every time.
Yeah.
Elwin's like, I got baddies on me all the time.
Hey, not even, but it's like when I do, it's like, oh, you're doing too much. Oh, you're too aggressive or whatever. So then I just kick back. And then when I kick back, I end up missing my beat. So it's like, you know, it's kind of confusing. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Elwyn. Have a great day.
For sure. Peace out.
V96. Hey. I like his vibe.
Yeah. So again, it's Mandy in Ravenswood. Her boyfriend is kind of a man child. Loves to chill, play video games,
but
get high.
But she's let him do this for the last 4 years.
And now she's like feeling like she may have outgrown him. Is there any way? But they have such a history together. Is there any way they can make the relationship work? 877-591-9696. Grandma Debbie, this is interesting because Grandma Debbie saying this is a mistake is interesting because in most instances, you find ways that people can work through it. Why do you say it's a mistake?
Because this is my question to her. Can you do this for the rest of your life? Do you want to live the rest of your life like this? You have a lot of life to live. And if you're going to have children, which is, you know what I mean? That then he's going to be playing games. Is he going to help you? I just feel like, yeah, it's a mistake. I mean, you got a lot of life to live. Even though you got 4 years into this, I had 38 with someone. 38 wow. years, went through a lot. But you know what I mean? You have to be happy. You only have one life. And it doesn't sound like she's happy.
Oh, that's these are solid points from Grandma Debbie.
You know, and I think a lot of the times we also say like, oh, but it's been 4 years. We can't just throw away 4 years. 4 years is better than 8 years and then throwing away eight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think how much time you've put in matters.
Right. You got like, you know, 30, 40 more years to live. So, you know, I mean, I just feel like, yeah, it's a mistake. She needs to find someone more. You know, her age now. She grew up and he didn't. I get it.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Debbie.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Yeah, 877-591-9696. Could you be with somebody that you had to kind of walk them through growing up? Going from being like an early 20s stoner to being an adult.
An adult that you like want to start a family with, you know?
Would love to hear from you at 877-591-9696. We'll also check in with Mandy again. Coming up next, it's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. Chance to win $1,000 if you can guess 10 trivia questions correctly. All right.
Okay, that's all you got to do.
Yep. That's, like I said, coming up in about 15 or so minutes on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings, a Match or Mistake with Mandy and Ravenswood, who is with a man child. They've been together for 4 years. They've been through it all together, and that's the part where she's going like, do I just leave him? Like, we've done it all together. We've grieved together. We've lived life together, but she feels she has outgrown him. He likes to chill, play video games, get high.
Yeah, and she's like, wants to shake him and be like, dude.
Yeah.
We've got to grow up. But you can't want something for someone.
Right. Can this be a match or is it a mistake? Kayla in Addison, you say it's a mistake and that you've been down this path before.
Yes, for 12 years.
Wow. Okay, tell us about that. And yeah. then how did it end?
So the exact same thing. All he wanted to do was sit around, smoke weed, and play video games. We got together when I was 15, and I left him about 2 years ago.
Wow.
And no matter what, I went through everything with this guy. I mean, everything. Basically grew up with him my whole childhood. And no matter what I asked for, no matter how much change, I just got nothing. And it didn't. It just, the video games always won. So it's 4 years. Yeah, 4 years, it's still the same. It's going to be the same in 10. So I run now.
So you're warning her, like, don't let this turn into 12 years. And then you're...
Yeah, do not be me and waste more time of your life sitting around doing nothing.
And how long ago did you guys split?
We split 2 years ago, okay. And actually now I am engaged. I have a 1-year-old son.
Wow.
My life is completely different. I am so happy. Yeah.
Congratulations to you. I'm happy to hear how that's turned out for you. Well, you know what? That is very insightful. Thank you, Kayla, and have an amazing day. And thank you for feeling like you could share that with us.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, stop.
Thanks, Kayla. have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
So,
bye-bye.
Mandy, back to you. What do you think after everything you heard, especially after hearing Kayla there? Do you think it's a match or do you think it's a mistake?
I hate to say this, but I think it's clear that I have outgrown him. And, you know, that's okay. Like, I just want someone who's at a different point in their lives.
Yeah. So you're saying it's a mistake.
Yeah. He's great, but you know, sometimes you have to learn something for yourself. Like,
right.
I can't spoon feed him the answers or make him be anything he's not.
You want him to want to be better. You don't want to have to tell him, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Life is a long song. Like, sometimes maybe you can let someone go and they figure themselves out and then they come back and they're better than you ever could have made them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. And I think that you're looking out for yourself and you've grown and you've matured and you're making more money. And I can understand how, like, coming home to the kid playing video games would not be that fun anymore.
Right. Like, I've leveled up and I don't want to, like, really share that with him. But, like, I'm on a different playing field now.
Yeah.
Like, you just have more opportunities. The better you do, you open more doorways and, like, there are people there.
Yeah.
I'm never going to meet them if we're sitting on our bus playing video games. Well, and maybe I'll find a better spouse.
And it's true that if you surround yourself with like-minded people that you're more likely to, you know, be successful. And
iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we get it. And, you know, it's a bummer that's going to come to that era of your life is going to come to a close. But, you know, I think eventually it's going to end up being probably the better thing for you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Thanks,
let it end with love.
Yeah.
I will. Thanks.